Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Johnny B. Show. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Iceman Man.
Okay.
Hey, I called yesterday, so I'm trying to redeem today from my bad phone call yesterday.
Oh, that's okay, bud. Don't worry about it, man. What's going on?
This is my technically second time calling.
So right? Okay.
Riding the show tonight.
Thanks, man.
Get my drive back home from work and get to listen to Johnny B. Best time of my night.
Aw, thanks, dude. Well, how are you feeling tonight? Are you looking forward to the weekend? Does the world have you upset?
Oh, yeah. It's playoff season. Time to watch the Bucks win. Even though I'm a Chiefs fan, but still, Bucks are getting done this weekend. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Thank God I'm bilingual. What he said was he thinks the Bucks are going to get it done. Even though he's a Chiefs fan, he's rooting for the Bucks because he knows how much I love the Bucks and he loves me, and he has to back the Bucks because he is such a huge Johnny B fan. Thanks, man.
Anytime.
All right, buddy.
Next week.
Drive careful, friend. Bye, buddy.
Yes, sir.
There you go, guys. Yakov Smirnoff. The guy is he was famous in the 80s, and now he drives. He works a normal job, calls into us. Really do appreciate him. What a country, this guy. What a man. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yo.
What's up? Hey.
Hey, Johnny, I just wanted to make a comment about the whole Trump thing, which you guys were talking about.
Uh-huh.
He didn't necessarily, and this is what a lot of people were having a problem with, he didn't necessarily say, you know, go up there and cause all that damage. But what he did say was, at the end of his speech,
mm-hmm.
Now I want you to all march up to the hill, and I'm going to be right there with you.
Mm. Right.
Which, in fact, what he did is obviously hopped into his
right
motorcade limousine and went back to the White House.
Right.
You know, so.
But he still didn't say kick the door in. You know what I mean? Like, I think if he would have said that. Now, I think what Giuliani said was way worse when he said trial by combat.
Absolutely.
I mean, that to me sounds aggressive, you know? So,
yeah.
So, yeah. I mean,
they had mentioned that because it's like, you know, these are his followers. He loves them, as he said.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I'm going to be right there with you. Well, as we see, that was a bunch of.
Do you think that's the first time he's lied? Come on, man.
No,
I'm
right. I got you.
Right there with you, buddy.
All right, brother. Yeah. Thanks, man.
All right.
Later, pal. There you go. Yeah, I mean, of course he's not going to be. You think he's going to be running in there, looting and tooting, rooting, shooting, whatever?
He doesn't. I think the only thing that he wants to win.
Yes.
That's the only thing he cares about.
And it's an ego thing for him.
It's an ego thing.
Yeah,
right.
So, and well, we've all figured that out, you know, and it's only his most ardent cult followers that really did the nut stuff.
It really is a cult.
Yeah, man.
Dude, they have that on the left as well.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, it's identity has become their religion.
Right.
And obviously the right has that too.
They do.
With Trump. It's bizarre.
Anytime you cry on camera for your, like, political leader, get a goddamn grip. What are you doing? When you're crying, I mean, neither one of these guys are like, you know, great figures in history. They won't be. They'll be memorable,
know. They'll be memorable.
But there, I don't see any JFKs walking around, you know. Like, you're crying over Donald Trump? Come on, man.
Do you think he's going to have to go away for a while? He's going to have to just disappear.
He'll go golf for a while, yeah.
But do you think he'll make a comeback in – because remember George W. Bush, they hated him,
right?
Too.
When he kind of chilled. Yeah,
he chilled for a while, and now he's kind of beloved now.
You know why? Because people look now and they go, "God damn, he wasn't that bad at all." You know what I mean?
I've always heard that, but they were calling him Hitler too.
because of the war and stuff.
And they called Obama Hitler. On the,
right.
Yeah, they all called each other.
They look, yes.
But it was
course.
Definitely ramped up to 11 with this dude, with Trump.
Well, because he his persona is very douchey. Like, he comes off
poorly.
Well, in poorly.
Media, I mean,
you know
just
what
the
mean.
Way they covered him, yeah.
Well, when he talks, he doesn't do himself any favors. It'd be bad enough if there was 80% of the media that hated your guts and pushed that narrative. But then, you know, when you present yourself, you give people a reason to doubt them. You give people, you go, you know what? Every time the guy talks, he seems like he okay dude. Instead, they call him an asshole. Then he acts like an asshole. And then you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, his thing's always been when someone attacks you, you know, get him back twice as hard.
Right.
Always, yeah.
And it rubs people the wrong way. Always has, you know. And I think that. Well.
Yeah,
you know,
and also a lot of people like it, too.
Not enough.
70 million
not
liked
enough.
It enough to vote
right.
for it.
Right, 74 so. Million people didn't
yeah,
like
so
it.
Yeah, so I don't know where all these people are going to go, what they're expecting.
I don't
like,
know.
If you just turn, if you get Fox News kicked off cable, do you think people will go, okay, we'll listen to you now? That's not going to happen.
Right.
Like, you're delusional if you think that's going to happen.
It's silly, man. It really is.
Wow.
And all we could do as normal Americans is sit back and enjoy the clown show or not enjoy it. I don't know. I'm going to try to enjoy it. There's no, I don't have enough life to be like sad and disappointed over stupid crap I can't control, like the weather. Johnny B Show, how can I help you? Ah. Yeah, your phone sounds like crap. That's right, bitch. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. It is Feel Good Freestyle Foodie Friday. We're taking your phone calls. If you want to call in and then do a little pep rally for the Bucks, we're doing that all night tonight. Playoff tomorrow. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can I help you? Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to Johnny B, man. This is Jailbird Pete.
Oh, Jailbird Pete, what's up, baby? Well, you're talking to Johnny B, so you did a great job.
Oh, what's up, Johnny?
How you doing, pal? He did.
Oh, man.
Look, he's used to using those phones that you have to type in a code.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like it's against the wall.
He's typing it with his butt cheeks.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta watch your back the whole time you're talking. Make sure some guy ain't jumping in behind you.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's weird being free. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Yakov just messaged me. He's like, I am the Iceman. Yeah, I know.
I am the Iceman.
Dude, I wonder if that's like his code name, like that's, his spy name.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Ooh, you know what I mean?
Get out of here, Putin.
Yeah, how cool would that? That's the coolest part about being like a spy or a secret agent. They get those cool names.
It's crazy because his connection was so bad yesterday that I thought he was Mexican.
Oh, man, that's messed up, man.
I did. Remember?
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm not even going to tell you.
Oh, son of a bitch.
All right, we got one more story, and then I guess
yeah,
we can
please.
Finish up later.
Yes.
So. During the storming of the Capitol, a freshman West Virginia lawmaker, he recorded himself. He's a congressperson.
Wearing a helmet.
Yeah. He recorded himself storming the Capitol. He won't resign, he says. As his attorney claimed, he broke no laws and he was only exercising his constitutional rights during a riot. His name is Derek Evans. He posted a video of himself saying, "We're in, baby," and yelling for others not to vandalize the building. The attorney for Evans said that he won't step down since he did nothing wrong during the Capitol building breach. Now, have you seen Aunt Aoife? It's this adorable old lady. She's actually kind of scary looking.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know this because people have a very strong opinion on this.
Right.
That lady, she's a sweet old broad.
Is
and
she?
She's got an American flag and she's in the Capitol.
Yeah.
What should her punishment be? Because I've heard anywhere from ticketing for trespassing to execution for treason.
God. Oh, Lord Jesus.
And I would like to know, because some people are very, like, those people are treasonous. They should all be killed. They want to see them dead.
No.
And then there's others who are a little bit less extreme and say, I want them to see serve 10 years in prison for that.
Here's what you do. She's super old, right? So you put her in prison with another super old person. You put her in prison with Bill Cosby, right?
Oh, no. What? That's hell.
What are you talking
about?
He's
a sex offender.
Nah, you know, she's Aunt Aoife. She can handle herself.
I don't think so.
You give her some Kevlar, a couple pipe bombs, you know? And he's like, what are you doing in my cell? You know? And she's like, I'm Aunt Aoife. Oh, what a yellow... And then, you know, he gives her a cappuccino. She's like, I'm sleepy.
Oh, man.
Is she Antifa, though? What is she?
No, she's just an old lady who was at the protest who walked in the Capitol yesterday.
Oh, she's a Trump supporter, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to know, you know, what do you think should her punishment be? Obviously, there should be consequences.
Trespassing.
For that, right?
Yeah.
Ticket her for trespassing?
Yeah.
Fine?
Yeah.
Monetary fine?
I mean,
like she doesn't get her stimulus check or?
I don't know. I mean, were they trespassing, like, because the cops said don't come in? So I think everybody that went in there.
Yeah, you can't walk in there.
Right. Minimum, everybody that went in there should get trespassing. Everybody. Yeah.
So what, I mean,
I
so you get trespassing, that's the charge.
I don't
What's
know what the
punishment
I don't know what the punishment
but
is.
But I mean, like, what do you think?
For trespassing?
Yeah.
I think it should be like a, probably a fine. You don't want to throw her old ass in
no
prison.
Stimulus check. No $2,000 stimulus check for any of those people.
Yeah.
And they
grandma.
Probably need it too, most of them.
How about this? You just, you take out one part of her false teeth. Right? Like, you want the bottoms or the tops? Which ones, Grandma? You're like, screw you. Screw you, liberal. F word. And they're like, no. And they just reach in and grab one of her, you know, grab the bottoms.
Yeah, they make her eat taffy afterwards.
Uh-huh. Saltwater taffy, too.
On them, yeah.
Old jerk. Absolutely.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Close the window. All right, Johnny.
Oh, God. Sorry. I tried to turn him up, and I hung up on him.
Again, Sneaky Pete.
Damn it. Damn it, Prison Pete.
Stop doing that to Pete, man.
Sorry, man. God.
It's messed up, bro.
The guy got out of jail, and I can't. I think he's out of jail.
Did we talk to Pete before?
Yeah. Oh. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he seems all right.
Well, he's a felon, but
he's
a good
like
guy.
Sounds like he might curse. Whenever he's got that voice, like, I'm going to curse.
Yeah. I hope this wind, since I'm parachuting in, talking to you guys, I hope this wind blocks out some of my cursing.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. Call right back, man. I apologize. That really did was an accident. I was fat fingered you right there.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It will happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, girls could say that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.